Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I'm having to make so many decisions in my life and I need help. Well, this is how you can get help, get wisdom. And so we're just going to pick two verses out of this particular proverb today. The verse is Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. It reads, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Oh my goodness. Think about it. You know, we're so quick, you know, in America to all of a sudden just go, you know, this or that, or, you know, we got to pause for a moment and find out what God's perspective is of what's going on, because there's things happening in our streets today. There's things happening on our borders today. There's things that are happening all over the place, you know, and our response could be more self-preservation versus what God would want.
That's right.
Because God's into justice. But there's a two forms of justice happening on the face of the earth. You know, one justice takes place at the cross, and the other is man's type's justice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, in times, there's going to be a big, huge justice movement, and a lot of people are going to be pulled up in it thinking that it has to be good because they're bringing justice. God is into justice. God's into fair scales. God cares about how you treat the poor. You know, whether when you're passing by a transient on the street or a person who's holding their hand out, maybe needs some help or needs to be able to find a place to live or help with their family. I mean, it matters to God. He that lends to the poor lends to God. And so our proverb for today is just to realize, you know, our wisdom for today is that, you know what? I got to check my perspective here. Am I willing to give up my comfort and convenience to follow God? Am I really preserving myself and what I want when I actually slam my judgment or my gavel down on a situation or issue or a value? You know, when we are a very blessed country, God has blessed us in America, for those that are listening from America, and we're the richest country that's ever existed outside of Israel, probably even more so actually, because that when you compare the chart over since the beginning of time, it's amazing how blessed we are and been. And our response should be, you know, how are we responding to the, and we've been a very generous nation, but you know, we can be more generous. we can be more generous. And so, you know, we have to be careful when we jump on the bandwagon of a particular group of people that's starting to say, hey, you know, they can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. But, you know, there's times God wants you to help grab a bootstrap and pull it up for them. You know, there's times greater love hath no man than he laid down his life. Come on, we laid down our schedule and our finances for others. And so he says right here, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all the destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And I love our legal system. You know, we have, you know, if you can't, when I was in law enforcement, I had arrested somebody, I had to actually read them their rights. Right. You know, there's not, America's just so cool. I mean, it just really brings everything to pass where you say, you know, you're about to put the handcuffs on them or you arrested them and you read the rights. You say you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to have an attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed for you. And people say, why are you reading them their rights? Why would you do that? Well, that's the Constitution, by the way, that you're reading the Constitution because they're a citizen of America. But also, look what God said. God's sitting here saying to defend them. I mean, you don't really know. Things can look really bad, but you know, it's okay. Let God. God is just. God's into justice. God will deal with things. Things will work its way out. You know what I mean? In time. But how we respond to people, for the very fact that we pause and say, listen, you're important. We really don't know all the details yet or not. We're going to let the judge determine this. We're going to let a jury of your peers look at all this. So I want to tell you your rights because I'm not going to be the one that's judging you. And then they actually, some of them, you know, remain silent. Some of them talk, you know, and some of them get an attorney. And if they can't afford one, America says, we will appoint one for you. It's called a public defender. And it lines right up, doesn't it, with Proverbs right there.
It does. And even for those, you know, for us believers, James James says in chapter 2, verse 14, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? And so it's so important what you're saying, Greg. You know, faith, actions, supporting the poor and being there for them is really exercising our faith. It's really being there for those who are less fortunate.
Which is cool because the mindsets and everything you're hearing, you know, with all this partyism and stuff going on, we got to be careful that we're in this world, but not of this world. We're supposed to be good citizens of whatever nation that we're in. And God does expect us to function in the context of the authority that's there. But our King is Jesus. You know, and he does have, we'll find out in our conversation, he tells us how to relate in other kingdoms. We're supposed to be good citizens where we're at. So we're not a threat to any kingdom. And I was talking to Yulong, hello out there, Yulong in China, you know, that, you know, the Chinese government was concerned about the church coming in because they were concerned about how the Roman church comes in, about setting up their kingdom. You know, Rome has the papacy, and they literally have their own sovereign government. And so they were a threat. They were a threat to China. Mm. And I never thought about this when Yulong was talking to me about it. And we're not supposed to be setting up our kingdoms in this world. You know, our kingdom is with God, and the kingdom of God comes in our heart, and everything around us benefits when we submit to our King. And we're not going to be a detriment to you. We're actually going to be a positive influence, because we're going to, when you punch us in one cheek, we're going to turn the other cheek. When you ask us to go 1 mile, we'll go 2 miles. Now, you know, since I hadn't started my fitness program yet, I may have to, you know, drive you that extra mile. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.